children, the Lord sent a letter to the people of the church in a town called Thyatira. Maybe we can imagine if the Lord sent a letter to our church in Kempton. And the Lord sent a letter to the church in Thyatira because he loves them and he wants them to come to heaven. Now, in this letter, at the beginning, you can hear how the Lord, what does his eyes look like? And at the end of the letter, you can hear what special reward he promises to the people of Thyatira if they do good works. Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Revelation, chapter 2. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, "These things says the Son of God, who has his eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass. I know thy works, and love, and ministry, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. But I have a few things against thee, that thou allowest that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit whoredom and to eat idol sacrifices. And I gave her time to repent of her whoredom, and she did not repent. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them who commit adultery with her into great affliction, unless they repent of their works. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the kidneys and the hearts. And I will give to each of you according to your works. But to you I say, and to the rest in Thyatira, as many as do not have this teaching, and who have not known the depths of Satan as they speak, I will put upon you no other burden. Nevertheless, that which you have, hold till I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he shall shepherd them with a staff of iron. As the vessels of a potter, they shall be broken in pieces, even as I have received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine about the spiritual meaning of part of this letter to Thyatira. "And he who overcomes and keeps my works to the end means those who fight against evils and falsities and are reformed and are actually in charity and thence in faith and remain in them to the end of life. To him I will give power over the nations means that they shall overcome evils in themselves, which are from hell. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, means by truths from the literal sense of the word, and at the same time by rational considerations from natural light. A rod or staff of iron means these things because a rod or staff in the word means power. Iron means natural truth, so it means the natural sense of the word and at the same time the natural light with a human being. The power of truth consists in these two. And I will give him the morning star means intelligence and wisdom then. Stars mean things a person knows of good and truth. Since by knowledge comes intelligence and wisdom, the morning star means intelligence and wisdom. It is called the morning star because intelligence and wisdom will be given them by the Lord when he comes to establish the new church, which is the new Jerusalem. For he says, 'Hold fast what you have till I come.' By this he means that they must keep the few truths that they know from the word about charity and its faith and live according to them all the way until the new heaven and the new church are formed. And this is the coming of the Lord." Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.